I can indeed confirm that an undisclosed, or rather unconfirmed, number of suspects have been netted. In fact, not so long ago, we saw the vehicle that was carrying the suspects driving away. But in your picture right now, Masego, you can just still see members of the South African Police Service, as my colleague Francois Grobler is just showing you. That vehicle, in fact, was parked right where those police members are, but it has now since left the scene. We understand that it is a big group of suspects within the taxi industry that have been netted in connection with this shooting incident that we saw taking place here in Dabega, where the allegation is that it was taxi owners that were targeting at least two e-hailing drivers and caused them several injuries. Last night, the e-hailing drivers had gone to the police station to open a case, and now we've got the arrest. But I want to just briefly bring in the spokesperson of the KZN Transport Department, Dabezin Tesbia. Thank you very much for your time. Is there any other information that you can give us where it pertains to these arrests?
Well, no, thank you very much. No, the MEC for Transport and Human Settlements, Sbonso Duma, yesterday promised the people of KwaZulu-Natal and the whole country that he would work with the provincial commissioner, the Lieutenant General Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi, to ensure that there's peace and stability here in KwaDabega following the shooting and the assault of the e-hailing drivers. Indeed, they've acted very decisively. You know, as you are correctly pointing out, you know, there are a number of suspects that have been arrested, and at this stage we cannot really provide you know, more details. We will you know, wait for the Lieutenant General and his team you know, to shed more light. But what MEC Sbonso Duma has you know, articulated is that nothing should come between us and prosperity. As the people of KwaZulu-Natal, we must hold hands and move in the right direction. The e-hailers as well as the taxi drivers must coexist. This is what the MEC Sbonso Duma has offered you know, to do as we move forward, to work with the KZN e-hailing council, the South African National Taxi you know, council, and many more other stakeholders, you know, to ensure that you know, there's a stability you know, in the public transport sector.